We're going to bust out the old, are you, Esmeralda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
For the pop-up video challenge?
Oh, yes.
And Dan, are we going to go, what are we going to go name-wise, Dan? Have you thought of anything?
I think Esmeralda had it. I like Skip Skipperson. Somebody suggested Dan Danley, but I think I like Skip Skipperly.
Skip Skipply. Isn't that what you said, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay, you are Skip Skipply. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, shall we start? Wow. That's pretty cool. So this is a board game that was given to me by a listener, knowing that I and myself and Esmeralda were pretty obsessed with pop-up video in the 90s and watched all the episodes and thought it was pretty cool. And there's a board game that was released by Pressman a bunch of years ago, and this listener who loves the show thought it would be fun to get a copy of this, and maybe we can play it on the air. And we had a blast playing it the last time, and I know that you're going to be playing along at home with us. So... that's what we got. And I know that a lot of people be yelling at the radio, but there you go. All right. So Esmeralda, I will keep score.
Okay.
And, so now, and again, Skip, Mr. Skip Skipply.
Yes.
Can you explain how this works?
So there are four main categories and, they cover a variety of situations, topics, and things like that. And then, on the back of said card are four additional questions that are kind of extra credit questions.
Right.
That may not directly tie in with the video or the song or the artist, but...
Okay. And each card is about a specific video that was featured on pop-up video.
Correct.
So there's four questions on one side that are about the video itself.
Right.
And on the other side, something connected with the video.
Correct. So it's usually about the artist, the song, or the video.
Got it.
And then the other ones are kind of quirky offshoots.
Quirky and all over pop culture kind of stuff. All right.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Skip Skipply.
Our first entry, John Mellencamp's Jack and Diane.
Uh-oh. Who goes first?
Well, we'll start with you, Mr. Gillian.
All right.
Sing any line from this song.
All right. Little Diddy. About Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can. Sucking on chili dogs outside the Taste of Freeze. Okay.
Wow. That was very impressive.
I had to get the sucking on chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze in there. It's my favorite line of the entire song. All right, so I got one.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Esmeralda. Which of the following is not another name for a cougar? This is multiple choice. Which of the following is not another name for a cougar? A, mountain lion. B, puma. C, bengal. D, catamount.
Bengal.
You are correct.
Wow.
Because it's tiger. Bengal tiger.
Look at you with the brain.
Man, oh man. Look at the big brain on Esmeralda.
Yeah, I know animals.
And that was like not even a hesitation. Skip Skipply.
That was impressive. I was ready to repeat, but she did not need me to.
Wow.
I know my cats.
Okay. All right, Mr. Skipply.
True or false, John's given name is John Cougar Mellencamp.
False.
You are correct.
It's John Mellencamp.
Just John Mellencamp.
And his agent, his first agent, said, you need to change your name to Johnny Cougar. So at first it was Johnny Cougar, and he went by Johnny Cougar for a little while, and then said, all right, John Cougar, and then John Cougar Mellencamp, and then John Mellencamp. So he had like five different names throughout the course of his career. Now, for all of you who needed a history lesson on John Mellencamp's name... Oh, man. All right.
Esmeralda, John expresses himself through what visual art form?
Oh, man.
John expresses himself through what visual art form?
Wait, is this about the video or just like in life?
In life.
Oh. photography?
That is incorrect.
It's painting.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe I know too much about John Mellencamp.
You seem to know a lot. Did he once suck down a corn dog?
Well, a chili dog, man.
Chili dog, I apologize.
See, that's why if, you know, Esmeralda, if you were thinking, how does he express himself through what art form, what visual art form, if it were part of the song, you'd have to say chili dogs.
What's he painting with chili dogs?
He's sucking on it. He's sucking on it.
Chili dog artists out there.
There's a million of them. There's a lot of chili dog artists out there. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yes, sir.
We are now in the extra credit questions.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
How many couples named Jack and Diane actually live in Seymour, Indiana?
Now, come on.
Multiple choice. A, 3, B, 1, C, 6, D, 0.
Seymour, Indiana.
Seymour, Indiana.
How
many couples named Jack and Diane actually live in Seymour, Indiana?
Can I have the choices again?
A, 3.
Yeah.
B, 1, C, 6, or 0. 3, 1, 6, or 0.
All right. I have no idea. Obviously, this is a guess. I think any human being would not know this. But
right. This was back when this game was published back in whatever time. So
I'm going to say 1.
You are correct.
Oh, man. All right. All right. Should we break here?
Yeah, let's break here.
All right. We got weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and more questions about Jack and Diane. And apparently, I have a master's degree in John Cougar Mellencamp.
Cougarism?
That I wasn't aware of. All right. Pop-up video. Ooh. All right, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. My dad's going to be telling a joke in a little bit. Before that, we're going to continue with our battle, head-to-head battle between me and Esmeralda Leon, battling over the pop-up video with our host, Skip Skipley. Mr. Skipley, thank you.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're responding to Mr. Skipley.
I think it's going to be weird when I don't.
All right. We are in the middle of the first round here. I am up 3-1 over Esmeralda. And it's Esmeralda's turn. We have the current pop-up video question card is pertaining to John Mellencamp's Jack and Diane. So we continue now. All right, Mr. Skipley.
All right, Esmeralda. If you can explain to me how this relates to the video, I will actually give you the point anyway, whether you get this wrong or not. But the question is, what do the British call a bowel movement? This is a multiple choice question.
Good.
What do the British call a bowel movement? Do they call it a motion, an explosion, a cockney rubble, or a passing? Again, your options are motion, explosion, cockney rubble, or passing.
I'm going to go with motion.
You are correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have gone
probably
passing.
About the chili dogs.
With the chili dogs, it would have been explosion. wait a minute. No, seriously. Esmeralda, any idea what that has to do with the video?
No, I'd have to watch the video again.
Is there like a... what did you say it was? Motion?
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to do with motion. I don't know. I have no idea what a bowel movement in Britain has to do with chili dogs. Well, I can understand what it has to do with chili dogs, but outside of that, I don't really know. Okay. Well, all right.
Another multiple choice for you, Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Skipley.
Which of the following is not a name for a cougar?
Wait a minute.
It's a different list of...
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
So, mountain lion, puma, bobcat, catamount.
A mountain lion.
You are incorrect.
What is it, Esmeralda?
It's probably a bobcat.
Bobcat is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, if you were paying attention, the last multiple choice was essentially that one, but not a Bengal.
Yeah, I don't know. See, isn't a cougar an older woman who dates younger men?
Yes.
I mean, that's one of them.
Okay.
Definition.
So that's the end of that card?
Not for animal lover, Esmeralda Leon.
Yeah, right.
Or is there one card? There's one more left,
there
right?
There is one more left.
Oh, one more question left, and this is for Esmeralda.
Again, multiple choice. Esmeralda, where is the Painted Desert located? The options are Israel, Arizona, New Mexico, or Utah. Where is the Painted Desert located? Israel, Arizona, New Mexico, or Utah?
I'm going to go with New Mexico.
That is incorrect. Arizona.
Arizona.
Man.
Okay. All right, after the first card there, it's 3-2. I'm in the lead. All right, Mr. Skipley, are we moving on to the next video card?
We are okay. To the wonderful lady, Cindy Lauper, with Time After Time.
Oh, boy.
Esmeralda, please sing any line from the song.
It's a very beautiful song, too.
I know, and I'm trying to think what part. Okay. I don't even know if this is right. Okay. I don't know part of this word, but okay. You can run, you can something. I'll be waiting. Time after time. Time after time. Time after time.
Wow. Really selling it. Yeah, she got it.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah.
For the soul. Now, again, once again, Papa Video is kind of predicting the future and playing to its audience member, Mr. Gigilio.
Yeah.
Cindy's songwriting partner had a hit with the song And We Danced as a member of what band?
Oh, and I believe a chair was busted during this song, this
yes.
very song.
Yes.
A chair was busted. That would be the Hooters.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. That's ridiculous, man.
That's so crazy.
That is ridiculous. All right.
All right. Esmeralda.
Yes.
Cindy left home as a teen with what companion? Cindy left home as a teen with what companion?
I don't get multiple choice.
No.
Oh, man.
Tough one.
Stuffed teddy bear.
That is incorrect. Her dog. She took her dog with her.
Mm. I thought it was Lou Albano.
Wasn't she running from Lou?
Oh.
She loves Lou.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The 1979 film Time After Time.
Yes.
Has what historical murderer as a character?
Well, it's Jack the Ripper.
That is correct.
And H.G. Wells is pursuing Jack the Ripper. Okay. By the way, Malcolm McDowell, who is in that movie, is going to be at Flashback Convention in a few weeks, which I will be co-hosting. Okay.
Esmeralda, we are now in the extra credit portion of the game.
Flipping over.
This is multiple choice. The highest waterfall in the world is located in Venezuela, Brazil, Canada, or the United States?
Brazil.
That is incorrect.
Man.
United States. Right?
What? Where?
Nope. Venezuela.
Oh, it's Venezuela?
Venezuela.
Wait a minute.
Is there a big old waterfall in the U.S.?
Niagara Falls. That would have been my guess.
I mean, I would have assumed that's Canada.
No, there's a New York part of it.
Right, but how much?
Enough to be
it?
In the United States.
But who's like, yeah, no, that's ours. It's
New
Canada.
York, America. Wait a minute. And again, what does that have to do with anything? Maybe at some point they talk about crying in the pop-up video?
You know, that's the only thing I think of. If you sing a line from the song, maybe it has to do with a lyric.
It is very sad.
Yeah, it's a very, I mean, I can understand, you know, the thing. All right. What is that, my question next now?
Yes.
All right.
Multiple choice as well. Which cause has a hoot owl for a mascot?
All right.
What cause has a hoot owl for a mascot? Pollution? Crime?
You can stop. Because it's pollution.
That is correct.
Okay. What the? Come on.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hootie the Owl, I believe. Was it Hootie? No. What was his name?
Was he friends with a blowfish?
Yeah,
no, it's not Hootie. It's not Hootie. It's something. His name, he had a name. It wasn't Hootie, but it was something E.
Cougar?
Woodsy. Woodsy. Woodsy Owl. I'm not. You guys are just too young, man. Woodsy Owl. Don't halute. Don't halute.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute. He's like a little Robin Hood.
Yes. You guys, that's Woodsy Owl.
And he has legs. It's weird.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
Like, he has people legs. And then, but then he still has his wings, which are fingers.
Yeah, that's Woodsy.
That is frightening.
Yeah. God, I feel old that you guys didn't even know who Woodsy is. Give a hoot, don't pollute. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Name the Brady Bunch's dog.
Oh. I don't know.
It's, Spot? No, it's not Spot. It's gotta be, it's,
I couldn't,
I can't remember. What is it?
I couldn't tell you.
Tiger.
Ugh.
Tiger.
Of course.
Tiger.
That sounds, yeah.
How did we not remember that, Esmeralda?
I never really watched the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I wasn't
right.
a big.
Should we break here, mister?
Yeah, let's break. We might have an answer for the bowel movement question we had earlier. Well, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. That's a tease. That's what we call a tease.
This and is course, Skip Skipperly. We'll be back
skip,
in you skip 30
Skipley.
Seconds
and two. Skipley. He's going to get his
name. My name.
That's right. All right, say it however you want to say it. We'll be back with the news and your answer of a bowel movement question coming up. All right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WG. And having some fun here on a Monday morning at a time when it's nice to have fun after the tragedy of this weekend. But we're trying to keep it light, have a good time, and also, you know, cover everything that's happening here in the world. But we're going to try and keep it light and keep you entertained when we're thinking about some of the other horrible things that have happened in the world. Yeah, so my dad will call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And now we're back, and we are back. And here's the score, Esmeralda.
Ugh, go ahead.
It is 6-3 me.
Jeez.
6-3 me. So it's Esmeralda's question. Am I right, Skipley?
No, actually, it is yours.
Oh, it's my question.
Because the last one was about Tiger.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, like Tiger, the stupid Brady Bunch.
Stupid
dog.
Brady Bunch. Okay, and this question is still about the song True Colors.
This is the last.
Or about the video.
Yes, the last one.
All right.
What is a sprat? S-P-R-A-T, sprat. You have multiple choice here.
Mm-hmm.
A fish, a shoe cover, or a bird? What is a sprat?
I'm going to say a bird.
That is incorrect.
Oh, what is it?
It is a fish.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay. Oh!
You don't like the baked sprat?
I don't think I've ever had a sprat in my life. Okay, now what was the, by the way, before we go to the next, because the next one is a new video, right?
Correct.
All right, new video, new card. What is the theory that a listener has about why there would be a question regarding how the British people refer to bowel movements?
The theory has to do with the fact that it was John Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
Was
John.
John.
Oh.
So a British person goes to the bathroom in a John.
Yeah. Okay.
Bravo, 563.
Nice. That's a good interpretation. His name is John. And that is exactly what they would do on pop-up video. Again, you know, as we said the last time we played this, you kind of got to get your mindset into the pop-up video world.
Sure.
Which is a very diverse and very, very complicated and complex world.
It is. It is very much.
All right, Mr. Skip Skipperly or Skippinson or whatever the hell your name is.
All right, Mr. DiGilio. The song is Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Oh, come on. Man, love that song.
Please sing or hum a line from the song.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
And I got no privacy.
Oh, whoa.
You should go out on tour.
When I close my eyes, I'm afraid to wash my hair. Because I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. I'm Barry Gordy's son. That's how I got this gig. Yeah.
So we could actually skip your next question thanks to that little comment.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we'll go to Esmeralda twice here.
Okay.
Esmeralda, what superstar sings backup on the song?
Michael Jackson.
That is correct.
Now you get another one. Now, do I get one for...
Yeah, you get one. The next question was, name the Motown president that Rockwell called Dad.
Okay, which all right. So you got the Michael Jackson. Okay, another one for Esmeralda.
In what 1949 novel is Big Brother always watching?
Oh, 19... Wait. 1981? Why can't I remember it? 19. It's not 84.
1984. 1984.
I just read that stupid book.
Yeah. I just read that. Apparently, you took a lot from it.
I know. Well, I just kind of found it was quite a bummer.
Yeah.
But just in the end, I'm like, oh,
quite
so
a
that's
bummer.
It? All right.
Yeah. It's not an uplifting story.
Well, it's just the ending was just kind of like, and then that happens. Like, oh,
yep.
Great.
All right. So now you flipping the card over?
I have. We are in the extra credit portion of
it. It is currently 8-4, me.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. This is multiple choice. What's a fear of nudity called? Gymnotophobia, heptophobia, nephliophobia, or hedonophobia? Again, gymnotophobia, heptophobia, nephtophobia, or hedonophobia.
I am going to go with A.
You are correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And next?
Any reason why? Was that a guess? Or
no, because what's the pronounce? No, pronounce it one more time, the first
gymnophobia,
part.
Gymnotophobia?
Gymnotophobia, I believe, refers to your body. If I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
And also, here's another quick one. If you ever, this is just a shorthand thing. If somebody ever asked you if this is the true name of a phobia, always go with the longest name with the most syllables.
Very thoughtful. Okay.
That's the way.
Wow.
All right.
For all you playing at home.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, name one of the two creators of Jesus Christ Superstar.
One of them has created a million Broadway musicals.
Yeah, it's not going to help.
But like ones that like everybody knows.
Right, that's still not going to help.
Okay. The other one's last name is a form of food.
Mm.
Grain.
Mm.
A grain.
Yeah.
You have...
Oh, wait. Right. It's rice, but I don't know the other name.
You know, you ever see the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, you know the guy who gets shot in the gut at the beginning of the movie and lays there and bleeds? You remember him?
I don't know who it is. I'm out. What is it?
Andrew Lloyd Webber or Tim Rice?
Oh, that's, yeah. All right.
We, once again, we'll need an explanation as to how that ties in with...
What's the song again? I'm sorry.
Somebody's Watching Jesus. Me by Rockwell.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's a good question.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Tim Rice, Jesus Christ Superstar. Maybe somebody knows.
Oh, because the apostles followed Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's, very nice.
Or somebody's watching me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Okay.
And,
oh, that's good.
Bravo,
that's good.
Esmeralda.
Very good.
Bravo.
And again, anybody else has theories? We're open to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
What TV character did actor Fred Berry play?
Rerun.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda, who was the big brother on My Three Sons? It's multiple choice here.
Okay.
Chip, Rob, Ernie, or Charlie? Chip, Rob, Ernie, or Charlie?
Ernie.
Rob.
That was Rob.
I was hoping I was almost going to go for Chip.
Chip, I believe, is the youngest.
They like to name their kids those weird names.
He is, but Charlie is the uncle. He's not even a brother. Ugh. Uncle Charlie, come on down for breakfast.
No, it's Rob, Chip, Ernie.
Ernie's the youngest.
Ernie's the youngest with the glasses.
That's right. I get Chip and Ernie confused.
Yeah, I was in love with Chip.
You liked Chip,
just to
Mary?
Let you know.
Not Charlie? Not Uncle Charlie?
Uncle Chuck? No, he was mean.
He would, get out of here, have some breakfast before I slap you in the mouth.
Sorry, I had to butt in.
No, that's okay. Anytime, Mary.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, Ernie was the youngest. That's right. But Mary had a thing for Chip. That's great.
So Chip, who's the other guy she's
Rob.
In love with?
Oh, no. Chip and Don and Robbie Benson.
Beautiful eyes.
Robbie Benson and his magical eyes.
What is he going to be on, by the way?
I don't know. We're trying to ask Skip Skipley. He's in charge of the...
Apparently he's a tough book.
He's a tough, yeah. He's tough. We can get Uncle Charlie.
I think he's long.
I think he's long. I think he's dead too. Because of William Demarest, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's dead. He was like 90 when he was on
the
show.
Oh my gosh, he'd be 130.
shut up and get out of here and clean the kitchen.
Okay. Thoughts from listeners as to possible interpretations why they asked about Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
Somebody's watching me. 630, Rockwell equates to a rock opera, of which Jesus Christ Superstar is one of the first and finest.
All right.
331 suggests that Jesus is God and God is always watching me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is
see?
Good.
Oh!
That's
yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Bravo, 331.
All right.
Oh!
All right, do we have another
we do.
Question on this one?
No, we are done. The different card.
All right, so
switching videos.
Let me update. It's 10 to 4. 10 to 4 me.
It's okay. I'm having fun anyway.
10-4.
You got this, Esmeralda.
All right. Esmeralda's first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What video?
This is Falco's Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, come on.
This song rules the planet.
I know, this song is amazing, but it's all in German.
Coincidentally, this is one of the cards where you do not have to sing a line.
Ooh.
So,
was the title of this song when it was used in a Planet of the Apes musical on The Simpsons?
Oh, was it? Okay.
It
was
it with Amadeus.
Right. No, I know, but was it Help Me, Dr. Zaius? Or was it just Dr. Zaius?
What's the name of the song we're asking about?
Yeah. Okay, so Help Me, Dr. Zaius?
We're talking about Falco's Rock Me, Amadeus. So
right, but it was from The Simpsons.
Dr. Zaius.
So it's Rock Me, Dr. Zaius.
Oh, Rock Me. Why would it be Rock Me? It'd be Help Me, because they needed help.
And
that's even a line. She goes, Help Me, Dr. Zaius.
That's from Star Wars.
No, it's from when he's doing The Simpsons music. They're doing the musical.
Do they
the
say
Simpsons.
That?
Yeah, I think she says, Help Me, Dr. Zaius. And then Dr. Zaius comes out.
Okay, I'm giving it to you anyway. She's got it.
Yeah, close.
She got Dr. Zaius. All she needed was Dr. Zaius, whether it was Rock Me or...
Well, because I didn't know if it was going to be a play or... I couldn't remember if it was called... If the song is called Rock Me Amadeus.
It is called Rock Me Amadeus. It's parenthetically.
Amadeus.
It's parenthetically. Oh, mm-hmm. So it's Rock Me parenthetically Amadeus.
Okay. All right, let's get this lame one out of the way
technical.
Before we go to weather and traffic all right. here. DiGilio, what item worn by Mozart does Falco don in this video?
It's not multiple choice, is it?
No.
Wig.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we've got a break here for weather. We've got weather traffic, and then my dad will tell a joke, and we'll get back to the fantastic Rock Me Amadeus.
I love that song.
Have you seen the movie Adventureland?
No.
Oh, you should see it. It's great. Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. If you like that song, they play it 8,000 times in that movie because it takes place at Adventureland, like amusement park,
mm-hmm.
and they work like near the rides. And at one ride, all they do is play Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, is it playing in the octopus or
something
the one
like
where
that.
You get where
the
you
one
get,
that you spin around in?
Yeah, you get smushed from the wall.
Something like
the
that.
The gravitron.
I don't think it's the gravitron, but. But anyway, they just play it over and over again, and the girls do a dance number to it.
Usually it's scorpions. So.
They've got that in there, too, I believe. So, all right. Okay, who's up now for the question about Rock Me Amadeus?
This would be Esmeralda's
turn. Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
All right. Falco's hometown is the Austrian city that also lends its name to what type of canned sausage?
Oh, Vienna.
That is correct.
He also has a jam called Vienna Calling.
Okay.
Interesting.
Falco.
Never went past Rock Me Amadeus.
You remember Da Commissar? You don't remember Da Commissar?
Yeah, Da Commissar. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't even mess around. He also had Genie Quit Living on Dreams. I can quote 97 Falco hits.
Wow. Who had more hits, George Michael or Falco?
Combined, everyone. They have bigger hits than the Beatles. They had more hits than the Beatles. Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. We have to break in here. Esmeralda's got some traffic.
Break in real quick. We have an accident on the outbound side of the Kennedy. It's at Ogden. Three left lanes are closed there, so expect a lot of delays. We're already seeing those delays growing. So if you're out there, watch for it.
Okay. Outbound Ogden on the Kennedy.
Yes, three left lanes.
Three left lanes closed. Okay, that's going to cause some issues. All right, thank you, Esmeralda. Okay,
thank you, Esmeralda.
What is next?
Mr. DiGilio.
Uh-huh, what happened?
What is Mozart's first name?
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang. That is correct.
Or Wolfie, as they say in Amadeus.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call him in the movie and in the play. Wulfi. By the way, Peter Schaeffer died last week. The guy who wrote Amadeus, one of the greatest, you know, like one of the most important playwrights of all time. He was amazing. Okay.
Esmeralda, as multiple choice here, which of the following is not one of the apes who befriends Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes?
What's the Planet of the Apes question that Esmeralda's getting?
Well, because probably the Dr.
Yeah.
Zaius.
Yeah. All right.
Cornelius, Julius, Zira, Lucius.
Who doesn't?
Who does not befriend Charlton Heston. Cornelius, Julius, Zira, and Lucius.
Lucius?
That is incorrect.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh! You know. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just never come up.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, it's a whole thing of like they're not on anywhere.
Right. Did you see the Tim Burton one?
No.
No. Good. I'm glad.
I heard that was awful.
Oh, my God. But the new ones are great. Dawn and Rise. Awesome.
Oh, but that's because they're not. They're not essentially.
They're sequel kind of. Well, prequels. Actually, they're both prequels, I think. Yeah.
But it's easier. It's better to do those because someone's coming up with an original story.
Yeah. No. Those are great. No. Those are great. The Rise and Dawn are great.
Right.
They're really terrific movies. Really terrific. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah. Yes, man. Yes.
Multiple choice. Which of the following is not a type of American Indian dwelling? A Hogan, a Wicca, a Wiki-up, or a wigwam?
A Wicca.
That is correct.
It's a witch.
Now I want to know, what does that have to do with Rock Me Amadeus?
It's a good question.
The question that you had prior is what thing did he wear from the video that was Mozart?
A wig,
and the wigwam was.
Oh, I see. So they went. That's the route they went on.
Yeah,
okay,
there we go.
That makes sense.
Esmeralda, Dr. Frank N. Furter is the lead character in what "quote unquote" midnight movie?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That is correct.
Now, what does that have to do with Rock Me Amadeus?
Well, maybe because he's wearing a wig.
Tim Burton's not wearing a Tim Burton.
Tim
Curry.
No, but like because he's dressing up, makeup and stuff.
I like your answer better, but I believe it was the fact that Falco comes from Vienna, home of the sausage, and Frank and Dr. Frank Furter.
Yeah.
That's good.
That makes more
that's
sense.
That's good, Skipley.
Thank you. Let's see here. Final question.
Final question.
Mr. DiGilio.
Okay.
What rocker/TV actress couple has a son named Wolfgang?
Oh, Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen.
That is correct.
All right.
Cool.
So the final score, Esmeralda 6. And me, 14.
So. Oh.
Should have let me sing Rock Me Amadeus.
I know, seriously, like the one card out of the 12 we played.
I think it's because it's all in German. So
unless you can speak German,
how
you're not going
to. How impressed would you have been if I just started?
If you just go Amadeus, Amadeus.
No, if I just started like.
Oh, like knowing all the words?
What language did you learn in high school?
I took Spanish because that's the one I know.
I know.
And I was like, this is easy.
I always felt like such a cheat. I'm like, oh.
I did not take a language in high school. For some reason, it wasn't a prerequisite.
We had it, but only 1 year. And then when I went to college, it was 2. And so I had to take one, and I decided to take Chinese. And that did not go well.
Oh, man.
No, that didn't go well.
Do you remember any of it?
Ni hao. Ni hao and ni hao ma, which is hello, or hello, how are you?
Did you last the entire semester?
Yeah, no, I lasted the whole thing because I'm like, I can't fail. And it helped that the teacher was like, this is so hard, I am not failing anyone.
You
get a C. If you get anything lower than a C, I'll just make it a C. And I was
there
like,
you go.
Yes!
That's how you
got
to do it.
I got a D.
All right. All right, Esmeralda, I killed you on this one.
Yes, you did.
All right. Well,
yes, you did.
Okay. So we'll do it again at some other point. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.